and welcome to the broadcast. It looks like we have another day, or at least part of one, to serve the Lord, and so let's get on with it. We're going to look in a minute in 1 Timothy, or 2 Timothy, actually, chapter 1. Paul said, I know. We're going to look at what he knew. Stay tuned. Sometimes as we go through life, we hear the phrase or the question, what do you know? 143 times in the Bible, we have the phrase, I know. But of those 21 times, it says, I know not. So 122 times, somebody said, I know. Paul the Apostle said he knew something. He said it quite a few times. But in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 11, he said, I am appointed a preacher. And then in chapter 1 and verse 12, he said, for the which cause I suffer these things, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. If you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can say with Paul, I know who I believe. And hopefully you can also say, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know who I believe, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Someone wrote a song about it. Listen carefully to the words. Sing along with it.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, though I unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I know not how the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the Word, creating faith in him. Night or noonday fair, nor if I walk the vale with him or meet him in the air. But I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him.